We are up to, we're going to start with Dav Zayin Amid Amid Aleph. Again, another page from Sefta Megillah, Yonei D'Yoyma. Just one more day. I think on Monday we'll go back to Sefta Gittin. Okay, so the Gemara Darshu Es Amo B'Toyro Ksov, the Gemara has a drasha concerning what it says in the Torah, Ksov Zos Zikaron Ba'Sefer. The Gemara interprets this pasuk. What does it mean? Ksov zos. These two words refer to mashakos of kan uva mishnah Torah. What it says here in Parshas Beshalach and in Parshas Ki Seitze, the two parshos which make mention of the mitzvah to obliterate Amalek. Zikaroin. What does that refer to? Mashakos of binivim. What it says in Sefer Shmuel. Shmuel went to Muhammad against Agag, or Shah, say Shah, more accurately, Shaul went to Muhammad against Agag, B'Sefer, and it says B'Sefer, Mashakasa B'Megillah, Megillah Sester is a fulfillment, it was also a fulfillment of Amalek, even though it does not say anywhere in the Megillah that Mordechai, that Haman, Ha'agogi, Sorer HaYehudim. I guess when it says Ha'agogi, I guess that's really what it means. It's a reference to Amalek. So we have a third reference to Amalek. So we have over here one pasuk, Soiv Zosikar Masefer. There are three different parts to the pasuk. One part is Chumash, one part is Nevi'im, and one part is Ksuv in reference to the Megillah. Now, V'lamdu Chachama Mikan L'Ksibas Masa Amalek V'Megillah. We learn over here very clearly that is a mitzvah. This was one of the sources that Esther supplied to the Chachamim, that the Megillas Esther should be included in the Tanakh, in the Sefer Tanakh. Yerushalmi, have you drashes from the Makor Gam Lekriyas Megillah? And this pasuk also is a source that you mechuyev to read the Megillah. Ach, Eikav No Edusham Sheperishu Linim Ksivas the Megillah. Okay, the Ramban Al Pasuk Zochor Es Hashem Shulchamolik Kosval Drashas Chazal. The Ramban in Parshas Kiseitze writes Zochor Bepeh Shelo Yeda Malchi Haschira Hazu Bepeh. When Chazal Darshin Shelo yeda mahi azchir hazu bepeh im loymar shenikra parshas Amalek b'tzibor. He does not know what it means exactly. Remember bepeh. Does it mean that we should lane parshas Zohar? Yeh mekar min ataru l'mashe karm b'parshas Zohar b'shabbos hashniyah shel chodesh Adar. Then the second parsha of chodesh Adar v'yeh samach l'mikra megillah min ataru. Is that what it means? Maybe when it says Zohar, it refers to the laning of parshas Zohar. U'masik haramban shanochen be'enof. That's not necessarily what it means. Period. Now, what is the Ramban here? He comes to explain what the Ramban means to say. We also fulfill, it's not just laning the parasha. The message of Zohar, Esa, Shehoslach HaMolek, is to remember exactly what they did to us, and it should not be forgotten until they are punished for their actions. V'hainu, Mishum, Shebemikra Megillah, Gam came Mekayme Mitzvah Zechiras Maase HaMolek. If the mitzvah of Zohar is to read the pasuk in the Torah, okay, fine. But that's not what the deeper meaning of the mitzvah is. The deeper meaning of the pasuk of Zohar, Eitz, Asher, Oslo, Chalmolik, is to remember exactly the wicked deeds that the Amalekim did to Klal Yisrael. And that can be fulfilled just as well when we read the Megillah. The Amim, Lefima, Asher, Darshu, B'Gemara, B'Sug Yosein, V'Yos, Lefim, Rabbi Yisham, Mihara, Yesh, B'Ksiva, Samegillah, V'Kriyasa, Kiyam, Shal, Zechira, Samolik. The Chach, Kosov, Ramban, Shal, Tiknu, Kriya, Samegillah, Ad, Shemotsu, Losmach, B'Torah, So basically, over here, what the Ramban is saying, what it's mashum the Ramban is, the mitzvah of reading the Zohar Eis Asher Osel Chamolik, it's not just to read a parsha, it's the bigger picture. It's to remember exactly what they did, what their intent is, and therefore it's lav dafka can be fulfilled when you lean blame the Torah. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek by reading the Megillah. When you read the Megillah, you're also fulfilling the mitzvah. And that's a very big nafmina when it comes to people who cannot go to shul. If they don't go to shul, they're homebound. either women who have little children or people who are not well and they're unable to go to shul for the reading of Parsha Zohar, but someone comes to their home and lays for them the Megillah. So the laying of the Megillah is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechiras Amalek. The Acharonim Perishu B'Zedivri Havahag Shechidish Shechiv Nashim Cholik Mechiv Anashim. The obligation for women is different than the obligation for men. So he's going over here to a topic we discussed before, that there's a difference in exactly what the mitzvah. The mitzvah for men is to read, and the mitzvah for women is to hear. According to the Bahag, since there are two different mitzvahs, a woman cannot be moitzi a man with learning of the Megillah. Because the mitzvah for the woman is to listen, and the mitzvah for the man is to read. So there are different categories of leining. The essence of laying the Megillah is to remember what Amalek did. Let's review this very powerful insight. What exactly is the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek? According to many of the Mefarshim, it means to get up and go to war. You have to do it. You hear what Amalek did to you. You hear about the terrible sins that Amalek have committed. And you have an obligation. Timche Zechir Amalek. You have to obliterate them. How do you obliterate them? You go to war. Are Noshim, are women people who go to war? No. Noshim, maybe today in the armed forces, they fight on the front lines. And maybe even in Israel, they fight in Israel on the front lines?
No.
They don't? Why not? It's a modern nation, right? They're ahead of the game. Okay, they don't. But according to Chazal, Noshim are not chayiv in Muhammad. They're not b'nei Muhammad ninu. So Noshim are not part in the Iker Hadin of the Parasha of the Mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. Because according to many Rishonim, the Mitzvah is to do something about it.
No, Mechamis Mitzvah, everybody's
high. What?
Aren't Mechamis Mitzvah, everybody high, including women?
Not the actual battle, support, the play, support role. Support role. Okay, I'm not sure, so I don't know. But generally, we have a rule that women are they're not the name of Chomenu. They're not in the same league as men for the mitzvah of Zechiras for Amalek, to obliterate Amalek. Therefore, the point of view is therefore, this is very chiddush, being that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is linked in the same pasuk, Kesov, Zos, Zikar, and Basever, since it's linked, reading of the Megillah is linked to the mitzvah of Ksov Zos, which is what it says in the Chumash, and the Chumash there, the mitzvah only applies to men, does not apply to women. I give you just one reason, maybe there are other reasons why women are exempt, and women are exempt, but generally women are potter from the mitzvah that appears in the Torah, and since we have learned from this pasuk in the Masechta Megillah, we've learned that they're linked together, so just like they're potter from the mitzvah of Zechiras Mechias Amalek, they're also Mikra Hadin potter from the learning of the Megillah. So why then do women have to hear the Megillah? There's a different reason. The different reason is Af Hein Hayu Ba'isa Hanes. There was a tkufa when there was a sakana. They would have been obliterated, and it was a miracle they were saved. So being that Af Hein Hayu Ba'isa Hanes, they also have to hear the Megillah. But that's a different reason. So men have two reasons to lay the Megillah. Laying the Megillah is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya of Zechiras Mechias Amalek. Number two, there was a sakana, and there was a nes. Afhein hayu ba'osa hanes. Women only have the second, not the first, so they're not the same. Once they're not the same, a woman cannot be moitzi a man because they have a different degree of obligation. This is what the Achronim are explaining in the Shiur of the Bahag.
I thought I said a few weeks ago that the woman can be yotze a man, the man can be a man, and the woman can be a man, and the Megillah, not for the Torah.
That's for the Torah, a woman can be yotze a man. For the reading of the Torah, a woman can be moitzi a man.
But I thought the Torah, they're not mechuyiv in Talmud Torah.
But you're saying very good. There's a very good question. What exactly is the point of Kriyas HaTorah?
Because of the things in the Torah that they are.
The Kriya Satorok is a different category. It's not a din of Kriya. It's according to many, it's a din that the parasha should be read. The parasha should be read for the Tzibur. The Tzibur has an obligation that it should be heard. Almost should be. Okay, I'm not clear, but the rules of Kriya Satorok are very different than the rules of Mikra Megillah. At least according to this approach. And this is not a, what he's saying over here is not accepted by all opinions. Some disagree. Some say the women.
Women cannot do the Torah, but they can do
it in Megillah. Women can do for the men. But no, a woman can be Yotze the Torah. The reason why women don't lead on Shabbos and Shul is because it's not a covert for the Tzibur. It's not an Iker Hadin. May Iker Hadin, it says the Pharisee Shulchan Aruch, a woman can lay in the Parsha. A woman can get up and she can lay in the Parsha. It should not be done. Why should it not be done? Because it's not a covert for the Tzibur. But that's not an Iker Hadin. That's a din of kavod. It's not a din of tznua, it's not a din of kavod. When it comes to Megillah, he's suggesting here is there's a fundamental problem, there's a flaw, there's a problem. Men have a different type of mitzvah. The laning of the Megillah is an extension of Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar, Me'ikar Hadin, is only for men, not for women. Women today, we know, they're very machma, they come to Shul Parsha Zohar, but it's not Me'ikar Hadin. Laning of the Megillah is an extension of that. So, but there's another reason why you lay in the Megillah. That's because there was a sakana. There was a sakana. There was a miracle, and that reason applies to women equally as it applies to men. But they're not the same. Women have one obligation. Men have a double obligation. So a woman cannot be motzi a man. That's at least what he's suggesting over here, according to this opinion. But let's see. Yeah.
Two separate things: zechira samalek and zechira
samalek. Well, the zechira. This is the question of the achrayim. What is the purpose of the remembrance? Is it just to remember and that's it? Or is it to remember to do? Somehow that Bizman Hazeh, we're not Yotze in the mitzvah of Zechira Simchias Samalik Bizman Hazeh. Because we can't do anything about it.
So we have just the Zechira.
Right. So we don't know who they are. We don't know who they are. And even if we did know who they are, no one's going out to do it. We're not going out to do it today. So is that really a full-fledged fulfillment in the mitzvah? Pashas is not. Zechir, I don't know the answer. I don't think so. Let's see further. V'inei b'sifra darshu zochar eis asher osolucha amolek yochel b'libcha. I would think that you should remember in your heart. Kishon, when it says in the pasuk, lo tishkach harei shichas halev amura. So there are two different terms used in the pasuk. One is zechira, and one is lo tishkach. Do not forget. Hashichas halev amura. Hamani mekayim zochar. You should say it. So the Sefer Darash and Zohar has the connotation, has the deeper meaning, and you have to say it b'peh. You have to express it. It's not just enough to think about what Amalek did, to remember what they did. You have to actually read the parasha. Now, the Yeish Rishoyim Sheperishu, Darashas Ulikriyas Halalikriyas, Hilchoyis HaMegillah, the reading of the laws of the Megillah. Chasher perish shom zechira Shabbos lehilchos secha uzechira smasa ha'igel lehilchos avod zara. Just like we have elsewhere, we have other drashas where the word zohar is used in reference to Shabbos, and it's used in reference to the egel. And there we use the word zohar to expand upon it. To mean you have to remember all the halachos. So too, when it comes to the Megillah, you have to learn the halachos of the Megillah. Now let's see. With the Vrayim Lamadnik, with Rosh Hashanah, Yesh Bakiyim Shal Inyan Zohar. Period. The Yesh Perish Shukavanasam. He Shiyotzi Adam Mitzah Zohar Deraisa Bekriyasa Megillah. Like we said before, Keshita Shein Tzarch Lotzitz Chiyav Zechiras Masa Malik Bekriyam Yitach Sefer Torah Dafka. You don't have to necessarily fulfill it from the Sefer Torah. You can fulfill any one of the readings. And one of the readings will be when you read the Megillah. Yuchain Shakasa Beben Ezra. Shakasa Zoz Zikar Besefer Shemashon Besefer. When it says b'sefer b'patchus, meaning a patach b'sefer, k'soev zos nikaron b'sefer, does not say b'sefer, it says b'sefer, habeis hanoda, yitochen she'akavona b'zehi l'sefer ha'toira, ach yitochen gam she'sefer acher hi lohem she'nikra sefer milchemes Hashem. Ve'einenu itanu, we don't longer have it, k'asher ein lanu sefer ha'yoshar, u'medrish idoi, the divrei hayam lemalchei Yisrael v'sifrei Shlomo shenimso lefi perusha hasheni shein kavanas haTorah lezichir b'sefer Torah dafka Kach near betargum Yonason Shom Zechiras Masa Megillah, we write Yesh Kiyum Lezechiras Masa of Haron Umchiyaso. Remember the evil deeds. So he's saying over here, even this is an amazing chiddush. He says, "Ksoiv zoisi karon basefer." When they have a patach serves in place of a hey hayidia. So what is the sefer that we are referring to? Ksoiv zoisi karon basefer. Write what they did to us in the book. Which book? There was a sefer milchamos Hashem. There used to be a special book where all we were a record of all of the wars that Klal Yisrael fought were presented. And that sefer is what where it should be recorded, period. But it's not interpreted to mean that you have to actually remember it from the book. You don't have to remember Zechiras Mechias Hamalik by reading a particular sefer in the Sefer Torah. You can just have a record to remind yourself of what happened reading it from any single book. And if that would be correct, then the Megillah certainly will qualify as a valid fulfillment of remembering what Amalek did to us.
So let's ask you a question. If you look at Tashi, you say it's a passage is the Apka referencing the Derech Yitzchak from Mitzrayim. So how do they come to expand that to say it's also a reference?
Because in the other parts, Kesov go back to Parashas, Parashas Shalach. Kesov zo zikaron basefer. There has to be a zikaron in a book. Where is the Gemara recorded? Where is the basefer? So according to the first interpretation, it means it's referring to Parashas Kiseitze. Kiseitze is the basefer, the book of Chamishei Chumshei Torah. But according to the Ibn Ezra's second interpretation, Bat Sefer refers to the Sefer Milchamos Hashem. So the Sefer Milchamos. Yeah. Okay, it's Rashi. And Echnami, Ibn Ezra doesn't always agree with Rashi. Ibn Ezra's a Rishon.
Rashi is saying it refers to also.
Where? There it says the Mishpatim Shalach, the Sefer? Well, what does it say Bat Sefer? How does he touch Bat Sefer?
That's the reason for it, but it extends forever.
No, but where do we extend it that you can have Chris McGill as substituting?
Because where is it recorded? Where is the record going to be? Where will you record the record? Hashem says to Moshe, "Kesov zos." Oh, that's the Ibn Ezra says is not accurate. There are two different interpretations. When it says "Kesov," I want you to record zos zikaron as a remembrance ba sefer in the book. Which book are we referring to? So the Ibn Ezra says there are two interpretations. Either it means in Chamishei Chumshei Torah in Parashas Kiseitze. Therefore, if that's what it means in Parashas Kiseitze, whenever we're going to do a Zohar, we're going to recall exactly what happened, we're going to recall it from the source, where it's written. We're only going to fulfill Zechira in the Sefer where we were told to record it. That's logical. So it depends. According to the Ibn Ezra's first interpretation, that is Chamishei Chumshei Torah, which is Parashas Kiseitze. Moshe Hashem Sovel Kesov Zo Zikaron Bas Sefer in the book. What is the book? The book is Kiseitze. That's where I want to make sure you record exactly what happened. Therefore, when we're now going to fulfill the mitzvah of remembering what happened, we're going to call out, we're going to bring out the book where the record is found. Where is the record to be found? In Chamishei Chumshei Torah in Parashas Kiseitze. But if the pasuk in Parashas B'Shalach, when it says Kesov Zosi Karin Basefer, Hashem put in a recording record in the Sefer Melchamos Hashem, in a special book that records all the wars of Klal Yisrael, and then the Torah says, okay, it's now once a year, Zachar Eitz Hashem L'cha Amalek, I want you to remember, it's only logical we're going to remember it from the source where we recorded that it happened. If the source where we recorded that it happened is the Sefer Milchamos Hashem, that would be the book that we're going to bring out to read about Amalek. But we don't have the Sefer Milchamos Hashem anymore. It's not with us anymore. And the fact that the Torah was not marked that it should be written in the Sefer that's Kodesh is an indication that the remembrance does not have to be from a Sefer Torah.
But the reason that we're reading it, that's how I'm getting to the reason. Forget where it's. The Megillah records an event that happened much later.
Yeah, but the Megillah is not a Sefer Torah. That's the issue. If the Torah has a Hakpada, that the way, the method, the technique of remembrance should be from a Sefer Torah, then we cannot fulfill that remembrance from the Megillah. But if the Torah never had a Hakpada, that it should be recorded in the Sefer Torah, the Hakpada was that it should be recorded somewhere, then when we lay in the Megillah, we're also reminding ourselves exactly what happened.
Way back in Mitzrayim? How we came out of Mitzrayim?
No, not in Mitzrayim. Remembering the concept of Amalek, the wicked nidos of Amalek. Every generation has their own Amalek. To remember the wickedness of Amalek is, you don't have to be exactly what happened when you came out of Mitzrayim. You know that? That's not what the Torah wants. The Torah just wants you to remember there's a nation called Amalek. They are wicked, and they have to be obliterated. If you read, so and write this record in the Sefer. And so what is the Sefer? So it's logical, it's Misvara. If the Sefer is Chamishei Chumshei Torah, then when we're going to come and recall what they did, we're going to pull out the record, the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. But if the Torah says, no, you don't have to write it in the Sefer Torah. I want you to record it in the Sefer Milchamos Hashem. The Torah is not makbid exactly where we record it. So then, when we fulfill this mitzvah, we can fulfill it from any type of book that has the record of the wicked nature of Amalek.
So could you fulfill it, for example, the Maaseh Shmua with Shaul?
Yes. It's right, you don't need a Megillah. But a Megillah happens to be something which is very common. Everyone goes to the Megillah, then it'll be easy to fulfill. But you're absolutely correct. You would not need to do it from the Megillah. You could do it from the Sefer Shmuel as well. Or if it says Bas Sefer, this is the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra is saying a Yisoid. We have a Pasuk. The Pasuk Ksoiv Zosikaron Bas Sefer. It does not say Bis Sefer. It says Bas Sefer. This opens up, that is a Pahe HaYidia. What is the He HaYidia? He presents two possibilities. And these two possibilities will now result in there being a major nafkamina if you need to mekayim the mitzvah from the Sefer Torah, or you can fulfill the mitzvah from learning the Megillah. Okay, let's go on to next year. It is mentioned. It's mentioned in Navi. Aloy Kosel, there are a few references to the Sefer Milchamos Hashem, but we don't have it. There is no record of an existence today. It was written, I guess, by Moshe, maybe by Yoshua. Throughout the generations, it was updated. Throughout the generations, it was updated. It was, could be, I don't remember. There was a Sefer called the Sefer Milchamos Hashem. Okay, they're still writing it. The Turi Karta has the version of it. They have their own version, yeah.
This remember, does that have to be with a minion?
So there are different opinions. I mean, it all depends on what exactly, if you need a Sefer Torah. Technically, I don't think you don't need a minion. The problem, though, is you're not allowed a lane from a Sefer Torah unless you have a minion.
But then you can do it with the Megillah without.
Right. So if you don't need right, exactly. So if you don't need to lane from a Sefer Torah and you can do what the Ibn Ezra says, then you lane from the Megillah. You don't need a minion. Exactly. They advise Rabbanim advise people. They ask the question all the time. They can't go to Shul on Shabbos. They're homebound. What should they do? The answer is take out a chumash and you read it from a chumash. You read from a chumash in your yotze. It's good enough. According to most opinions, it's good enough. From a chumash, privately at home, yotze the mitzvah. Of course, there's a hiddur to come to shul, to lane, and parsha amalek, but if you can't do it, it's also good enough. Okay, let's go to the next topic. Matanas lavyonim u'mishpachta, giving matanas lavyonim to your own family. Mavur b'gemar shachim matanas lavyonim hu l'oseh shtei matanas l'shnei b'nei adam. And what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to give two gifts to two different people. Unlike Mishloach Manos, where you give two gifts to one person, here you give two people, each one receives one gift. How much do you give? You have to give enough money, they can buy a meal. How much does a meal cost today? Costs at least $5. So in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Matanos Lavyonim HaMishpachta, you have to give at least to two poor people, give them at least $5, total of $10. That appears to be the bare minimum. If you want to give them a little bit more, so you give them $10 a piece, $20 to Mekayim the Mitzvah. The cost of a sefer aruch hashulchan shem nosan matan liish veishtoi oy laavu bno kidei shtei matanas vechafetz lekayim bchemes and the davar l'shnei avyanim lo yotzei el yidei ever yirachon. If you give to a couple, you give to a married couple ish veishtoi, or you give to a father and son, you give them $20. Here, why don't you dad and son go buy a lunch? Go out to the pizza store. Here's $20. Go buy yourself a good lunch. Or you give to a couple. A married couple, here's $50. Go to a restaurant. Poor couple, you don't know what to eat. It's on me. Go to a restaurant. You're not yoitza. Even though you gave them a very nice gift, you gave $50. But it's a couple. A couple is a team. Husband and wife is two parts of one half, two parts of one whole. You're not yoitza. Father and son, it's a team. You're not yoitza. You have to give to two different three paskins. You have to give two different people, two independent people. Shekol hasayim kol hasmuchim al shulchan echad. Anyone that relies upon one table, ke'ev yoin echad tagwon evyon. Ach. not everyone agrees to the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan's yard site was
yesterday.
Zechusa Yogid Aleinu. Avol b'shut bin oylam kasav sh'af shloim masach din zeh b'paiskim mikol makom nir shi'yotzi dechavosi bein matanis l'kshayis matan l'avion l'ishtai. He disagrees. Give husband and wife a yotzi. Kevin since she'yachol who loses le'echad mihem b'davka. Since you can give. Kevin since she'yachol who loses le'echad mihem b'davka. V'halo lo yischayv l'schalik. Kevin sheyachol who loses leechad mehem b'davka v'halo lo yischayv leschalek bo imasheni. You don't have to divide it. Ulechem kishu mischavim loses leshneim. If you want, you can only give to the wife, right? A couple comes to you; they want matanas levyonim. So I only want to give to the husband or the wife. You don't have to give to both of them. So therefore, if I choose to give to both of them, that certainly should be a fulfillment of giving two gifts to different people. Just because they're one bias, each one relies upon the other, but if I so choose, I only can give to one of the two and say, this is for you, not for the other one. It works. So now that I choose to give to both husband and wife, father and son, so why shouldn't it be a fulfillment of matanas levyonim to two people? Each one gets a single gift. Therefore, that's what he paskins. Well, I guess he's saying, no, you don't have to, but I'm saying, since theoretically you could say to each one, Al-Manash, Ein, even though you're supporting them, or they're relying upon you, since you have the power to break it off, that seems to be good enough. If the giver does not want that the recipient should give over the money that he receives to his spouse, you have the right to hold back. You're not mechuyv to pay off a person's chayvos. Lo yitzdarich habal lepanes es ishtoy b'mos shekibal. V'yafu isha eina chayevus lo seis es hamos lebal lo kevon shekimos shavir b'noy. Binoy shel hamachaber, like it's in the Hagah, where Sha'af Shema Shekonso Isha Konabalo, Afilim Nosan Lohanoisin as a Mos, Almanash Ein Labalo Rishos Bohem, Mikol Mokam Ein Mitzas Matanas Lavien to Louis Bikin Elosh Elo Kol Shehemit Lifneu Evion. If you put the money in front of the Evion, the Hu Somach Bekach, the Chaim HaMitzvah, Ulechain Avim Zocha Beze Balo, Mikol Mokom Simach Beze Eshnehem. By once he mezakeh the husband, automatically you cause both of them. I'm not sure what he means over here.
Even since he gave her, that she had it, even if away,
they're also deriving benefit. The oich and noise leish leisha davar letachlis misuyames ein habal zoichabo. So this paskins is that generally speaking, when you give a gift to a couple, you have the power, you have a lot of power, who gets the money. Just because the husband has an obligation to support his wife, that's true, but you also have a right to direct your gift to specifically one of them. Therefore, since you can theoretically break them up into two different parts and do whatever you want, if you so choose to give to both of them, you are giving two matanos to two people, and you are mekayim the mitzvah of matanos loevyonim, not like the Aruch HaShulchan.
If you're a husband and wife, you know, did each of you have to give two gifts?
No, that you don't. It's only on the bias. The giving, as far as the giving is concerned, it comes, only the husband gives. The husband represents his wife. Some even go so far to say that the husband represents his children. Anyone that is samech al shulchan aviv, let's say you have adult children who don't have a job, and they're supported by their parents, so according to some opinions, that when the parents give him shalach manos, it's from the family. It includes the adult children as well. Because the adult children are, the din of mishloch manos, ish l're'ehu, it's on the bias. That's a question, how far it goes. But according to some, it's on the bias. Anyone that is soimech al shulchanoi is included in the din of mishloch. So as far as giving is concerned, you never heard of such a thing that a wife gives her own mishloch manos. I mean, women give, they have their own friends, of course. But let's say you have a couples, you know, you have couples. You have a couple in a shul, in a community. So one couple, they give mishalach manas to their neighbors. You know, oh, this is for my husband to you, and this is my wife's mishalach manas. You never heard of such a thing. That's ridiculous, because it's the bias. And that din bias extends even to the children as well. It's from the family. But as far as receiving, on the receiving end, then, if you have an obligation to give it to people, then you can fulfill it. That's the machlokes in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim. Okay, Nick? Yeah?
Can you fulfill it by giving the aneim as you know, the children are poor?
Okay, so that is what I think he talks about now. Okay, that is, if I'm not mistaken, he gets that over here. Okay, let's hold off on that in 1 second.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
But the matanos on the onim has to be for the Suda, right?
Yes, it must be for the Suda. It must be. I mean, they can do whatever they want, but you, in order for you to fulfill the obligation, you have to give money on that day that they can use for the suda. Mm-hmm. If they're going to choose not to use it for the suda, that's not your problem.
Right.
I'm giving him money, cash that he's able to use today for the suda. He chooses not to. That's his deal. Now, with Zeb Perish Bigin Oilam, what you have to Boba Yom Lechatchila, you're supposed to give it. What? They can go early in the year. You have to give them early enough in the day they can go by. That is correct. You have to give it them early in the day that they're able to go by. You go give it them five minutes before Shkia, then you nechnami, you're not yotza, unless you give them food. If you give them food, that's a different story. Okay. Uvezeh perash b'minyan oylem esam b'vur b'su yoseinu sheh Rabbi Yehuda nesil sholach l'Rabbi Yehoshua atma de'igla tilta v'gar b'dechamra. He sent him atma, means the thigh of a calf third to its mother, or third of its age, third, in other words, it's a third in its development, which is in a barrel of wine, delicious meat and delicious drink. V'shalach lai, and he sent back to him, Kiyamta ban Rabbeinu, u'mishloyach manos ishtereyehu u'matanos levyoinim. And he sent it back, you have fulfilled two mitzvahs. By giving us this gift, you have mekayim two mitzvahs. V'kosha, what do you mean over here, matanos levyoinim? What does it mean over here? You mekayim mishloach manos and matanos levyoinim. So what exactly does the Gemara here mean? So he explains. Oh, now we're getting into the sugya. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, he sent a mishloach manos to a poor man. Okay, so he's trying to knock off two birds with one stone. So the recipient was his friend and was also poor. What are you talking about? He's only one person. Since he sent him over here a whole animal, the thigh of a whole animal and a barrel of wine, who's going to be able to drink the animal? There's enough food here for the whole family. But you have to give it to two aniyim. Two aniyim, not one ani. A bayis is only one bayis, only one ani. No, you see from here over here the fact that he went out of his way to say, you mekayim atonos lo evyonim, b'loshon rabim, is that when you give a significant gift to two people, there's enough for two people, even though they're from the same bayis, it counts as two. And what else do you see from this? You see from this another chiddush, an amazing chiddush, is that mishloach manos also counts as matanos levyonim. Two birds with one stone, mamish. He's hopping around everything according to his opinion, because if you go give mishloach manos to an ani, if you give mishloach manos to a poor man, the mishloach manos is also going to be considered to be a matanos levyonim. And if even giving it to one family, and in this one family, two people will derive benefit, you mekayim the evyonim. So it's really three different principles are being revealed here. Ya matanos mishloach manos, and the same mishloach manos is also being given to, it's given to a poor person, it's matanos levyonim, and since more than one person derives benefit, it's considered to be levyonim to two people. Tachach kosav hamarsham, Lefarish Tiv Rabbi Yosheh Shemacholim Sheshalach Yoiser Bimash Yemidrash Lutzach Mitzvah Mishloach Manos. If you send lavish Mishloach Manos, you send a corned beef sandwich. Okay, it costs money, good money. So you can be Mekayim Mishloach Manos, go buy a peanut and a raisin. but I send you a corned beef sandwich, which costs good money. So I not only was I mekayim mishloach manos, I was mekayim matanos lo evyonim. He has a beautiful Jewish. What's Evyoinim? Evyoinim is Av Ubonim. Okay, Av Ubonim. You have to repeat the base a second time. It's Nutrikin, the father and son, Lurame, Shebinusinus, La Evyoin, Ubine Besoi, that when you give a gift to a family, you can consider the members of the family as separate people to fulfill the evyonim element of the mitzvah. Mekayim es hachoyves hanesin l'shnei yonim. V'hine kosu kama kamina poiskim sh'afa piki shira matanos al evyonim. Bipruta, the shir is a pruta. She'ein sham nesin pachas bipruta hanosin pruta la'achas l'shnei yonim yotzei chayva. If you give one pruta to two anim, you yotza. You should not do mitzvos in bundles. So therefore, so don't give, he says, that's not a great idea. One coin is not to give one coin to two people. That's not an ideal way to mekayim the mitzvah, even though they're going to receive enough for each person. But it's not ideal that you should give do a mitzvah in with bundles by doing more than one. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a short break.